Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the Great Adventures of Hop podcast. I'm your favorite dad. Season 2, episode 35, Hop Compares the Stars. Which one's your favorite?
So, Hop wanted a snack. She just really, really wanted a snack, and she wanted a snack, like, right now. She was just really, really snacky. She had been working hard all morning. She had been working in her garden, and she had been weeding her carrots and her celery and her lettuce and her cabbage. But none of it was ready to eat. And it had just made her very, very hungry. And her tummy was going, "Grawl." It was so loud that she even went and she put some earmuffs on so that she wouldn't be able to hear her tummy growling so loud, because it was starting to hurt her ears. It was so loud.
That's how loud it was?
That's how loud it was. So, she knew that she needed to go out maybe to the grocery store, or she thought maybe even to the fridge. But she got to the fridge and, her friend Bob showed up. Bob, you wouldn't believe it, but Bob was a goat. Her friend Bob the goat showed up and said, "Bah!" And Hop said, "Growl." And Bob got scared. Bob thought that he heard a bear, and so he just turned around and went, "Bah!" and ran away. Right then, Hop knew that she really needed to have a snack. So she did manage to open the fridge, and in the fridge there was one big long stalk of celery, and she thought, "Oh, perfect, just what I need right now." And after all that frantic going to try and find a snack and put earmuffs on so she didn't hurt her ears from her tummy rumbling, she decided she was gonna take her time and enjoy. So she did. She one big crunch and chewed very, very slowly and just really enjoyed the celery piece. And the next bite, and the next bite, and the next bite. And as she was doing that, she kind of got lost in thought. She started thinking about a picnic that she had been on. And this picnic, they had stayed really late, and they had stayed so late, in fact, with her family when she was a little rabbit, that the stars started coming out, and she got to see all the stars in the sky, and they were just so just stood out there. They were just so pretty. One star, and then another star, and then another star. And everywhere she looked, there was more stars. And as she was looking at the stars, she saw some that were twinkling, that were just kind of faint and twinkling a little bit, and she just loved how very gentle looking they were, and she saw some that were really bright, and she just loved how they just felt so very cheery. Each, so many different stars, and each one just such a beautiful star. And as she was looking at the stars, her Hop's dad came up and said, "Well, Hop, what do you think? which star is the prettiest? And Hop looked and looked and went, I don't know. She just tried to decide and she said, well, that one. But no, that one was really nice and bright and cheery. And she really liked that. And it had kind of a blue feel to it. But then there was that one, which was faint and had a nice kind of warm orange, reddish tint to it. And everywhere she looked, there was more and more stars. And they all shone so a little bit differently, but also so very pretty. She just was like, I don't know. And well, Hop's dad said, yeah, that's true. That's the way it is. Everything has its own beauty. Some in one way, some in another way. And if you look at just one part of the star, you could say, okay, that one is the prettiest because it's the brightest. But then you could look at that one and say, that one's the prettiest because it's the bluest, or that one's the prettiest because it's the reddest, or that one's the prettiest because it's the gentlest. But any time we try and just compare different things, we're always going to get stuck because there's not really any way to truly compare because everything has its own pretty. And Hop thought, she wasn't really quite sure what to think about that, but she looked at the stars and saw that there was a lot of stars. And then she noticed something that she hadn't noticed before when she was trying to find the prettiest star. She noticed that the stars were prettiest when she looked at them all together. The end.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Great Adventures of Hop podcast. Join us next time when Hop plays on a merry-go-round. Good night, sweet dreams. I love you.